South Korea's military remains on alert for a missile strike from the north. Defense Ministry spokesman Kim Min-suk.
북한이 미사일 동해안에
As long as North Korea does not completely withdraw its missiles, our army will keep our security posture high and closely monitor the north's movements.
Kim Jong-un's threats against South Korea and the United States heighten the need for military cooperation between Seoul and Washington, says the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey.
We may be entering a prolonged period of provocation from Pyongyang. Given the missile threat and Kim Jong-un's reckless rhetoric, we have no choice but to improve our defenses.
Secretary of State John Kerry says President Park Geun-hye's future with North Korea may depend largely on China.
She wants to reach out to the North. She obviously can't do that in the middle of this kind of process. My hope would be that the Chinese will come to the table in a way that they never have before, that we can work with the Chinese to redefine what's in all of our interests.
Absent that, President Park has little room to maneuver, says American Enterprise Institute analyst Michael Oslin.
Obviously, this consumes her government from the beginning, and it changes all the calculations she may have had on diplomatic outreach, on economic reform, on anything she wanted to do. She's come in, and on day one, she has a newly assertive, aggressive, unpredictable North Korean regime to deal with.
Oslin says that's all part of Pyongyang's plan.
What the North Koreans are obviously hoping is that all the pressure will tame her. I mean, let's be honest about it. They want to not have to deal with a strong, independent-minded president who may be deciding to ally more closely with the United States.
Which is why Secretary Kerry says it's so important to get China more involved.
Absent China coming to that table, I believe Kim Jong-un literally calculates that I can get away with anything if China isn't going to hold me accountable.
Oslin says that strategy may be working on the South Korean president.
He came into office talking about breaking the dependency cycle of just giving concessions to the North with getting nothing in return. And yet after a few weeks of intense and increased rhetoric and concern about what the North would be doing, she's backed off and talked about now reaching out to them.
President Park's visit to Washington will also include talks on trade and civilian nuclear energy. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.